Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Davy Comerford is a personal trainer by day, but on top of that, he uses another muscle to get people a bit excited, his voice. Davy reads stories for an app called Quinn, which is best known for featuring fantasy stories with a bit of erotica in them. Afternoon, Davy.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, you're a personal trainer and you also had an online presence as a personal trainer. So is that how this started? People started encouraging you to use your talents elsewhere?
Yeah, basically. Well, I didn't even know I had the talents in the first place. So it was a full on shock to not only everyone else, but to myself as well. But yeah, my social presence is what kind of started this side voice acting job. It started off with me basically just doing like motivational videos through online. TikTok was my main kind of source. And I got myself a pretty decent following through doing videos like that. And then for those who may not know who I look like, I have a lot of tattoos. So that kind of brought a different attraction to myself. And it caused me to then do a video basically explaining my tattoos. And it was the first time I got on camera and talked. And little did I know what kind of would stem from me just simply talking about my tattoos online.
Yeah, and so your followers, what kind of things were they then saying to you?
So basically, when I started talking about my tattoos, the main comments I got, because a lot of my viewers were American-based, so being Irish off the bat was pretty easy because I didn't have to have a certain Irish accent. They just loved the accent in general. So they just kept commenting down saying, oh my God, your accent. And it took me surprise because never in a million years would I say to myself, oh, I've got a good accent. You know what I mean? So I was just like taking it on board. I didn't really have an idea to do anything with it. But then someone tagged the company Quinn. And now I had no idea what that was. So after the video, I decided to go on to Line and I typed in Quinn audiobooks and lo and behold, here it was. So yeah, that was a very fun, interesting experience to say the least.
Yeah. Now, so do you take from that some of your followers who are looking at your motivational videos for training weren't really thinking about the training at all, that they were perhaps thinking other things about you?
Well, that's it. Like I said, I had surpassed 300,000 followers on TikTok. So, you know, you're going to have everyone with all different interests, where they were going to look at, you know, my motivational side aspect, or were they going to listen to my voice aspect, you know what I mean? And as it says, I have a lot of tattoos, so a lot of tattoo enthusiasts would be in comments. So there was a wide variety of different interests on different aspects of my videos. So it was a nice variety. And then I tried to like just portray, you know, those who like the workout videos and motivational videos I try to do. And then obviously with the voice acting, I start bringing that a bit more. But again, as I said, it was a very small part of voice acting. It was because there's a lot involved at the start. Like I had no clue. I didn't know where to begin because it's a very professional line of work, what Quinn is. So I was going in a complete newbie, complete out of my depth. So I had to learn a lot going forward. And due to my viewers who listened to Quinn actually kind of helped me. They, you know, set me off in the right direction on what I should do, where I should go. And that helped me a lot going forward in that line of work.
Yeah. And so in Quinn, all the stories that are read out there, it's all kind of erotica. Would that be fair to say?
Well, yeah. It's about 90% of it. There is like, that's the thing about Quinn. The variety is pretty endless. It's, again, it's an app that you can go and literally find yourself learning a lot about yourself, first of all, and then experiencing stories that have like cinematic values. So I always do kind of say the term, it's not just an audio where you put in your head and you go in for whatever experience you want. It's, you can get connected to a story. The story could be, if you're like Lord of the Rings-esque, you know, epic, but there is going to be that erotica part in it. So due to the listener, it's an overall experience in whatever area.
Yeah, and the stories themselves, are you required to write your own stories or does Quinn provide them to you?
So basically, it's, again, the community is just so large and it's just full of amazing, talented people. So it started off where I had a writer contact me, and she gave me my first insight on looking at a script and basically how it goes. And so I worked with her for a little bit due up to my my debut audio, let's call it. And then, lucky enough, I also enjoy writing stories. And as I got a bit more adapted to the situation, I learned a bit more about the industry and what it entails, the behind the scenes aspect. I started writing my own stories as well. But then there is like writers that you can connect with, and they can connect with you and bring their stories to life. And so, yeah, it's just an endless kind of feel for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the stories you've written, Davey, like what kind of worlds are they set in?
Oh, I try to make a bit variety, you know, I mean, because, you know, we all have different interests. So it's that kind of aspect I try to give to my audios, where you could listen to one and next one could be completely different and you could connect with that one. So my audios would be more of it's like a boyfriend experience. So basically, the listener would put on the headphones and we'd go on like a date, because it's an immersion audio more so. But then you have audios that it's a narration based style, so you are more of a third person. And then there's also audios that are safe to work. So I have a bedtime series that I've worked on, and it's basically a sleeping aid. So I try to like very low tone voice, and I read a very just nice story, no erotica, and that helps as a sleeping aid. So I said the variety is just endless, really.
Right. So I mean, but your boyfriend story, for like, are they set in like shopping centres? Do people go to, you know, or is it kind of in a fantasy world with pixies and that kind of stuff?
A bit of both. As I said, I would class myself as a pretty big nerd, so I love the fantasy aspect of life. And but again, I tried, there's an audio where it'd be just like a sleepover, you know what I mean? It could be like a date night. And then there's a story where it's like, I'm taking you to like a Witcher-esque environment. So it's, again, it's a mix and match of fantasy and realism.
Right, okay. And how erotic do they get? Or are there very set rules about how erotic they should be?
If, like I said, I can't really go into detail, because you'll have to put the show on after 9 o'clock. You'll have to have a late night slot.
Okay, pretty erotic then.
Oh yeah, it can be literally anything, you know what I mean? You could have a fantasy of whatever, more so. But some of them can be very delicate and give you a sense of like, well, we tried to make the audios a very overall sense of worthiness to the listener, to make them feel like they are worthy, they have the love that they need to be doing to listen to audios and stuff. So it's that kind of connection level that we try to portray. But as far as the erotica part, again, it can be a simple cuddle, or it can be the complete, you know,
huge mifflip. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. And on what basis do they pay you then? Is it kind of listens?
No, so basically it's a contract term, so it is. And then I'm very, like, very low end, you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be my, as I said, I'm more of a personal trainer, gym instructor. It's just more of kind of just getting myself a base, because, as I said, it's going into voice acting, I've only started to learn, and it's such an amazing line of work, you know what I mean? The stuff I've learned just to myself of portraying audios that give that kind of vulnerability is pretty amazing. So I'm just kind of learning the ins and outs, and hopefully maybe it'll branch off. I'm looking to hopefully do an audio book now in the new year, so it's pretty cool.
Okay, so and your contract is you have to do maybe X amount of stories for them a year or every 6 months?
Yeah, basically. So I said I'm kind of like the one, so if I can get about 2 audios a month, then that's kind of like a good little setup at the moment.
Yeah, and how long would they be?
Oh, like the audios can be literally from 10 minutes to 40 plus minutes. It depends on how much of the, like, the story you want to involve, really.
Right, okay. And so, like, do you feel any pressure with coming up with new ideas, or are you kind of always on the hunt for them?
Absolutely. You know, you want to kind of, you know, enjoy the line of work that you want to put into the story as well, because I do all my own editing system as well. So I try to make the... So it's not just me. You're not just sitting there listening to my voice. You know what I mean? Like if it's a date night and we're in a restaurant, I have to put all the immersion sounds within the audio, so you feel like you're there. So it can be a bit of a work, you know what I mean? If you're trying to do a really out there stories, cinematic. So there's a lot of behind the scenes work that goes into it.
Sure, yeah. But when you're going around your daily life, Davey, are you thinking, you know, that could be a sexy situation? Are you always is your nose always on the hunt for sex, to mix my metaphors terribly?
No, that's what I mean. It's that it's trying to get a sense of realism, what can like adapt to a story like that. You know what I mean? Like walking down and you're sitting there and you just think, oh, this could be a cool setting of like, you know, you bring the listener to a picnic and all of a sudden then, lo and behold, two of you are involved more in the story. So you can definitely take your everyday life into a scenario, into the audios, and give it that sense of realism, which is a new thing to me, you know what I mean? Whereas I see, if I see a bench, I'm not thinking, oh, that's a bench, that could be a story, you know what I mean? So it's been pretty cool to be able to like just open up my eyes as a creator and just see all this a bit more. So yeah, it's cool.
Are you in a relationship, Davey, if I may ask a personal question?
Yes, I surely am, yeah.
And has your partner ever commented on your voice and said, you know...
She actually writes stories for me. So Yeah, it's a pretty cool situation because I was introduced to Quinn as me and her relationship started. So we both were learning in a sense. So it's been pretty cool. So she's been super, super supportive and she's created a series for me to write. So she's created this character called Connor, who's a werewolf, modern day werewolf. So it's more of a fantasy kind of style, but it's a three-part series that is on my Quinn account. And it's, you know what I mean, it's a month work there, you know what I mean? It's not just me sitting down for 30 minutes, you know, we've put effort into it. So
absolutely. Well, keep up the good work. Davey Comerford is a Quinn voice actor, personal trainer and sexy werewolf. Davey, thanks a million.
I couldn't have said it better myself. A pleasure, sir.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.